It's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Kathy.
Poor old Hamish lost his voice, so here yes. I am, Warwick. Now,
In good voice too, it must be said.
Oh, thank you. In cricket, the girls did well.
Yes. Elisa Healy scored a century as Australia won its 18th one-day international in a row against, at best, a mediocre attack, the ever-chirpy Healy. We can call her that because she's a Queenslander, just like you, Kathy. She scored runs pretty much at will. Her 112 came from a mere 76 balls as Australia passed Sri Lanka's 8 for 195. Just the one wicket down, that of Rachel Haynes for 63. Now, the win breaks the record of Belinda Clark's occasional collot-wearing Australians of 17 wins in a row. I remember the day they wore Hawaiian-fashioned culottes as a bit of a joke it was back then. But I can tell you, Belinda Clark never joked too often. She was a very harsh leader, or a very hard leader of the Australian side, and they set this record of 17 wins between 1997 and 1999, after which they then lost two games to New Zealand and then won another 16 in a row. A very powerful Australian side under Belinda Clark. Now, the Sri Lankans, they had their own century maker yesterday, Chamari Attapattu, who's really their only player of genuine international standing. The rest of the Sri Lankans have been on the steepest of learning curves. But as for the Australians, and some people are saying, oh, well, they only beat Sri Lanka, but you can only beat what your opponent offers, and the Australians have done that, and they've done it quite well in both the one-day and the T20 series, Kathy.
Now, Warwick, in the AFL, the Eagles got their man while Geelong got their draft picks.
Yeah, look, Tim Kelly, arguably the Catters' best player last season, he wanted to return to Perth for family reasons, and he asked to be traded to the West Coast. Geelong, in turn, asked for a couple of first-round draft picks and then some, and have come away with picks 14, 17, 24, 36 and 37, and that's the AFL equivalent of winning lotto. Now, both clubs, they believe Kelly, who finished fifth in the Brownlow this year, is worth all that. The Eagles coach, Adam Simpson, is absolutely delighted to have a player of his ability on board for next year, and the Cats are about to run rampant through their recruiting manager, Stephen Wells, who was too slow as a player to get a game in the AFL, but is one of the swiftest and canniest movers when it comes to finding raw talent out there in wherever it is in Australia, and then getting it to Geelong. And the exodus from Adelaide. Now, Adelaide is very much the club for which no one wants to play at the moment. It continues the mercurial Eddie Betts, all but certain to return to Carlton on a one-year contract, Cathy.
And in tennis, Warwick, disappointing results for the Aussies overnight.
Yes, Sam Stosur and John Millman both beaten. Stosur was beaten in Tianjin by Yulia Putsentseva, 6-1, 6-2, while Millman, who made the final of the Japan Open last week, he did a little better against Andre Rublev, 6-2, 6-love. And at 7:30, we'll have some soccer football news, and also we'll have a look at what's happening at Bathurst. That's really where Hamish has gone.
Oh, yes, he's the ultimate rev head, isn't he? Now, in football, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold has called on his players to be ruthless against Nepal tonight.
Yeah, Kathy, look, the Nepalese sit at 166 on the FIFA World Rankings ahead of this World Cup qualifying game in Canberra, which the Australians should win by the length of the Federal Highway and a fair bit of the Hume as well. Now, normally coaches don't admit their side's superiority ahead of games, no matter who the rival, but ever the realist, Arnold concedes his team, ranked at 44 in the world, is physically and technically way ahead of the Nepalese. So it's mental toughness he wants them to show, that is, to go out and play at their best, even though they know second or even third best might just do. And this international is a good reminder, too, that the A-League resumes tomorrow, and a preview of Adelaide United and Sydney FC will be part of the program tomorrow morning, Kathy.
And in motor racing, Warwick, it's a return to the good old days. Ford versus Holden. I remember that in my childhood. Bathurst 1000 this weekend.
Yeah, well, Kathy, it's not quite Falcon v Commodore. That's because Scott McLaughlin is driving a Mustang, but he reckons his biggest challenges will come from the Commodores now that they've been allowed to make some technical aerodynamic adjustments, which have been a sore point among the Holdenites this year. McLaughlin, the New Zealander who leads this year's Drivers' Championships by the length of Conrod Strait, has been given full licence by his team to burn the midday oil and become the king of the mountain for the first time. And the first practice sessions at Mount Panorama, they begin this morning.
And in rugby union, Wales beat Fiji last night as a looming typhoon threatens to play havoc with the World Cup in Japan.
Yeah, look, this game between Fiji and Wales was replete with yellow cards, and the referees and the television match officials, none of whom seemed to have got the email that said nobody is there to see them, were so heavily involved, the scheduled 40-minute first half went for an hour. At the end of it, the Boyos won 29-17, eliminating the Fijians and confirming their own quarterfinal spot, which means Australia, now once it accounts for Georgia tomorrow, and it should do that easily, will play one of England and France in the quarterfinals, so that match could be thrown into disarray and even abandoned because of this typhoon that's threatening various bits of Japan at the moment. It's a pity the TMO can't be asked to issue the typhoon with a yellow card, Kathy.
Absolutely. Warwick, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Same to you, Kathy.
Warwick Hadfield with our sport.